This is Terry Mandel, GO, dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Mark Alexa, please note the following medical letter, period. Mark is M-A-R-K. Last name is A-L-E-K-S-A. On February 21st, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient, as well as performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 44-year-old male, period. Weight 165 pounds, height 5 foot 10 inches tall, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 22nd, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury, period. Another vehicle ran a stop sign, striking the patient's vehicle in the driver's side, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. Airbags were deployed, period. The patient was in a 2001 Jeep Grand Cherokee and was hit by a Toyota Camry, period. The patient struck his left shoulder on the window door, period. His head hit the vehicle, period. He had immediate pain in his left shoulder, comma, neck, comma, headache, comma, and left knee, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still experiencing pain and difficulties referable to his left shoulder with deformity and diminished range of motion, period. He states that the other areas have resolved and he is no longer having significant headaches, neck pain, or knee pain, period. New paragraph. His left shoulder pain is described as constant, period. It is an aching pain, period. It ranges from intensity from 2 out of 10 on a good day to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating type pain, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day ambulance took him to Community East, period. He had x-rays, medication, and put in a sling, period. He was given a brace and referred to an orthopedic specialist of community, period. He did see the orthopedic specialist a couple weeks later. X-rays were done, and he was advised to have physical therapy and medication, period. He had several treatments of physical therapy at IU Health, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems lifting heavy objects, period. Sports such as football and basketball are affected, period. He has difficulty lifting children, period. Sleep is affected, period. New paragraph, under medications, denies other than over-the-counters for this condition, period. New paragraph, past medical history is negative. New paragraph, past surgical history is negative, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient never injured his left shoulder in the past, period. He has not been in any other major automobile accidents, only minor automobile accidents that resulted in no treatment, period. The patient has had no work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation is that he is in building and maintenance, period. He is a handyman, period. This does affect his job with problems with overhead lifting, period. He does require help at times. However, he can work a full day with pain, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include massage therapy, over-the-counter medicine, as well as anti-inflammatory and pain medicine, period. He is also using stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records. I want to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Report by Kristen Miller, MILLER PA, at Community Orthopedics Specialty Care, August 24th, 2022. States that at 2 to 3 months, push-ups and lifting weights should feel better, period. If continued discomfort after 3 months, contact the office to place referral to Dr. Estes, E-S-T-E-S, or Dr. Falk, F-O-U-L-K, period. The vast majority of these injuries heal on their own with time, period. Physical therapy notes, August 11th, 2022, Mark tolerated first treatment well, period. Continue to progress strength and range of motion, period. Emergency room report, community hospital, July 22nd, 2022. Per EMS, patient was in MVA, period. Patient was in a head-on collision, period. Airbags deployed, period. Report shoulder pain and red markings on forehead, period. Presents to the emergency department with head trauma, comma, left shoulder pain, comma, and right knee pain status post MVA, period. Airbags deployed, period. He arrived by ambulance. The admitting diagnosis is dislocation of the left acromioclavicular joint. Final diagnosis is unspecified dislocation of the left shoulder joint, comma, contusion of other parts of head, comma, headache, comma, pain in the right knee, comma, car driver injured in collision with other type car in traffic accident, period. Review of systems was positive for head trauma and positive for arthralgias of the left shoulder and right knee. On physical examination, there was tenderness to the left superior shoulder and ecchymosis of the left forehead, period. They did a CT of the head, which showed a small soft tissue hematoma of the left forehead region, period. X-rays of the left shoulder showed a left AC sprain with elevation of the distal clavicle and widening of the CC interval. That's C as in can't, so that's widening of the CC interval, period. X-rays of the chest were negative for cardiopulmonary disease. They state that Toradol and Tylenol were given in the emergency room. Soft tissue swelling of the left forehead, x-rays of the left shoulder, visualized a left AC sprain with elevation of the distal clavicle and widening of the CC interval. Prescription for Norco and Naprosyn given. Advised patient to arrange follow-up with PCP and orthopedics, period. End of emergency room report, period. Office visit notes, orthopedic specialty care, July 26, 2022. 44-year-old male involved in MVA were struck on his driver front corner, period. Left shoulder impact injury, period. Has also some right knee tenderness, referred from ED for left shoulder. On exam, contour of the left shoulder is abnormal at AC joint, period. Tenderness to palpation at the AC joint and prominent distal clavicle, period. Shoulder motion painful, tender medial parapatellar region. X-rays, 3D view of the left shoulder. Show separation of the left acromioclavicular joint, left knee strain, right initial encounter. That was the assessment. But on the x-rays, it did show displacement of the AC joint with approximate one clavicle width displacement, period. plan was to recommend physical therapy. Orthopedic specialty care notes, August 24th, 2022. Returned to the office 1 month out of AC joint separation of left shoulder. He has been in PT, still has discomfort with push-ups and lifting weights, period. Assessment, separation of the left acromioclavicular joint. X-rays reviewed and management discussion with Dr. Feliciano, F-E-L-I-C-I-A-N-O. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, February 21st, 2023, there was examination of the skin of the body revealed major deformity of the left shoulder, which is disfiguring, period. There's an obvious at least 2 centimeter elevation deformity of the distal left lateral clavicle with a stair step deformity, period. ENT examination revealed pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar areas were unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the extremities, particularly the left shoulder, showed the deformity as mentioned above. There is 10% swelling with tenderness and heat on palpation of the left clavicular area, period. There is diminished range of motion of the left shoulder, period. Flexion was diminished by 22 degrees. Extension diminished by 6 degrees. Abduction, ABD, abduction diminished by 26 degrees. And adduction, ADD, was diminished by 4 degrees, period. Also, internal rotation was diminished by 12 degrees and external rotation diminished by 24 degrees, period. Examination of the right shoulder was unremarkable, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the left shoulder, period. There was diminished strength of the left shoulder, period. Examination of the knees were essentially unremarkable, other than there was some crepitance of the left knee, but there was full range of motion, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing a physical examination, I have found that all the treatment, as I have outlined above, and that Mark sustained as a result of the automobile accident of July 22, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and left AC joint separation with severe disfiguring deformity, period. Number two, cervical strain, comma, trauma, cervical strain and trauma resolved. Number three, cephalgia resolved. Number four, knee trauma and strain resolved. Number five, contusions of the head with hematoma resolved, period. The above five diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile in question of July 22, 2022, period. New paragraph. Because of the injuries of the auto accident of July of 2022, the patient does have a permanent impairment as a result of trauma to the left shoulder, period. This is based on diminished range of motion, pain, diminished strength, and a severe disfiguring deformity of the left shoulder, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in his left shoulder, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need continuing massage type therapy to his left shoulder at an estimated cost of $1,000, period. He will need continued use of over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications at an estimated cost of $85 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient can benefit by an occasional shoulder brace at an estimated cost of $200, and it would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Injections in the shoulder would help at an estimated cost of $2,500, period. A TENS unit would be helpful at $500, period. Shoulder surgery is definitely warranted to correct the obvious disfiguring deformity of the left shoulder, period. Cost of the shoulder, all-inclusive, would be $115,000, period. This expense would include physician, anesthesia, hospital, pathology, and post-op physical therapy, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation. End of dictation.